Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Homeowners love to hear that the value of their property is increasing, and that's what's going on in St. Louis County. The other side of the property value story is that when values go up, so ordinarily do taxes. St. Louis County Assessor Jake Zimmerman says county home values have increased about 15%, that's 15%, since the last tax assessment. He joins me in studio. Jake, nice to see you again.
Happy to be here.
15%, is that an accurate figure?
Well, the typical property has seen a 15% increase, but of course every neighborhood is different and every house is different.
Seems like a pretty simple equation. If you've got an increase in your property, taxes will go up.
Well, it's actually not anywhere near that simple. In fact, if you and I and everybody else in our neighborhood, if all of our property values went up 10%, then under Missouri law, in most cases, the school district and the fire department, all those people who charge you a property tax bill, they usually have to roll the taxes back. And it might not be 10%, it might be a little more or a little less. But just because the value of your home goes up, it doesn't mean that those school property taxes will go up at all.
I think we're talking about the famous Hancock Amendment.
That's
here.
That's exactly
which is,
right.
You know, I remember when Mel Hancock was traveling around the state trying to explain that to people. I'm not sure I ever fully understood the Hancock Amendment.
No one in human history understands the Hancock Amendment or its mathematical formulas. But the most important thing for people to understand is that it means the school district and everybody else can't soak you just because your property value went up. But here is the thing. If your property value goes up a lot more than everybody else's does, and especially if that happens because we get it wrong, then if we don't get it fixed, then you do run the risk of an unfairly high tax bill. And that's why it's so important for people to look at those values.
How can you get it wrong?
Well, I don't know if you'll be surprised to hear this, but I'm not actually perfect. There are 400,000 pieces of real estate in St. Louis County, and the good Lord himself come down to walk among us might miss high or low on a few of them. So for most people, the way we value the property is we try to find other homes that have sold in your neighborhood that look like yours and that have sold recently. And that's called comps. That's what a realtor would call it. And most of the time, if we get it right, it's because we compared you to legitimate sales that look a lot like your house. And if we get it wrong, it's because we picked the wrong comp in the wrong neighborhood. Now, it might be different if someone has a unique piece of property or a great big mansion or something like that. But for most people, one of the most important things you can do is make sure we're comparing you to the right sales.
Is this all done by computer? Do you have people physically
on
the street?
Oh, no. you will remember when I first ran for this office that I made an ironclad commitment that there would never again be a drive-by assessment in St. Louis County. We are out in the field right now. We have dozens of people visiting tens of thousands of properties as we speak. I will be doing some of those visits personally in the weeks ahead, too.
You will?
Yeah, you know, when we have as many to do as we do, and in a good real estate economy like this one, there's more visits to do. If I'm going to make managers go out in the field, if I'm going to make the staff do overtime, I have some responsibility to lead by example. So as much fun as it is being in the studio with you here, I'll be ringing some doorbells in Afton, too.
This is a regional thing. It's not only St. Louis County. From what I understand, St. Louis City and surrounding counties are also up. There are pockets over in the Metro East in which home values are going up. What is going on? Why is the housing market suddenly so good?
There's a couple of different things happening. One of them is simply that the economy is continuing to recover from the bad news of the recession some years ago. And so we're seeing increases in values almost across the board. For almost everyone living in this region, you can sell your home for more today than you could have sold it for 2 years ago. But beyond that, there's something interesting going on this year. And what we are seeing is that more affordable neighborhoods, the typical property there actually is more likely to go up in value than the typical property in a more expensive neighborhood. We're seeing some of the highest median growth in places like Maplewood and Lime and Afton, rather than places like Clayton and Ladue. And, you know, don't cry any sad, sad tears for the poor people in Clayton and Ladue. They're doing just fine. But I think it's very interesting that first-time home buyers, people who got into the market for the first time just in the last couple of years, they're the ones most likely to see that investment really paying off right now.
What's the best advice that you can give to homeowners during this process? Is there any real role for them to play other than just waiting it out?
Absolutely. The most important thing, you know, the information that we have right now is preliminary. We still have a couple of months during which we'll be reviewing properties, taking a look, and seeing what we might have wrong so that we can correct mistakes. This is one of those situations where if you see something, say something. You know, if we tell you that you have three bathrooms and you really only have two, if the county is wrong about your house, then down the road that will translate into an unfair assessment. So it's really important for property owners to take a look at our website, look at the sketch that we have of your property, look at the description of it, when it was built, when it was remodeled, and make sure that looks right. And if it looks wrong, don't wait for property appeals season. Just give us a call.
There are a lot of people out there, believe it or not, Jake, who don't have computers or have them and don't know how to use them. What options do they have for finding out whether you've got it right?
If someone needs help working their way through it, just give us a call. We are used to it. We field those calls all day, every day, especially this time of year, and we want to help.
What other resources are out there through your good office for homeowners?
Well, what will happen as we get later into the spring and summer is there will be opportunities for people who have a real disagreement with us. You know, we didn't make a mistake, but they think we're just comparing them to the wrong house, or they think we've missed something important about the condition of their property. They'll be able in May to schedule an informal conference with one of our appraisers, and if necessary, an appeal before the County Board of Equalization. And the most important thing people can do if they do decide to come in and appeal their value is make sure you have good evidence about the condition of your property. If we think it's beautiful with a remodeled new kitchen and you've got pictures of the leaky roof, bring in the pictures of the leaky roof. If you think we've compared you to the wrong sales, bring in some notes on the property that did sell next door that would have been a better comparison.
Will the homeowner find on that website which homes have been used for this comparison?
Yes, in the vast majority of cases. Now, in some cases, if we valued a home using a different method, like because it's a unique mansion in Huntley or something like that, then you may not find comparable sales. But for most people in St. Louis County, they'll be there.
Tell me about the appeals process. We're a long way from that, apparently, but what do homeowners have to know about making that appeal if, in fact, they feel they need to?
The most important thing to understand is that we aren't the people who set the taxes. If you come in and sit across the table from one of those St. Louis County appraisers and you say, my taxes are too high and I hate it, we can give you sympathy, but state law doesn't give us the power to do anything about that. What state law gives us the power to do is make sure that we valued your house for what it could actually have sold for on January 1st of this year. So the most helpful thing you can do is bring real information about your real estate, about the condition of the house, about other properties that sold in the neighborhood, and that helps our appraisers do their job and treat you fairly.
I guess we have to reaffirm that people should know that just because the value of their property has gone up, it doesn't necessarily mean higher taxes, certainly not equal to the increase in value.
That's exactly right. And remember that everybody in this story is both a homeowner and a taxpayer, and the person who thinks they want the value lower today might really want it higher tomorrow. What I'd really like to emphasize is that what everyone should want is for us to get it right. Mm-hmm. The place we can help, the place where I want to help, is where it looks like we've gotten it wrong, because you want us to accurately describe the property you own, and that's what's really in your long-term interest.
We will put a link to your website on our website. Great. At stlpublicradio.org. In the couple of minutes they have left, I'd like to change direction a little bit, unless there's something you want to add that we haven't discussed about this property tax situation.
I think we're good.
Okay. Let's talk about you may have a much bigger job in a couple of years if things go the way the Better Together folks want. What's your thought about the potential for merger in St. Louis City, St. Louis County?
You know, like a lot of people affected by this proposal, I'm still studying the details and trying to wrap my head around it. But I can tell you one thing I have a significant concern about, and that is the idea that I would somehow be made to represent a universe of people that never got a chance to vote for me. Mm-hmm. That makes me a little uncomfortable. You know, I'm a Democrat with a big D, as you know if you've seen the TV ads,
oh,
but
sure.
I'm also a big believer in democracy with a small D, and I'm not afraid of an election. What I am a little bit afraid of is being handed extra years in office that I never asked for, or being invited to serve people who never got a chance to vote for me. That does make me uncomfortable.
A lot of people are expressing concerns about that, not about you per se, but about, representation that was not voted for by the people who are being represented by somebody else. What about the statewide vote? Is that fair?
It seems to me that the people of this region are the folks who are going to be impacted by this. And I do have some discomfort about that. I understand that the organizers say that you can't change the Constitution without a statewide vote, and that's true. Mm. But there is something a little bit funny about this. And again, I guess all I can say is, as someone who hasn't been shy about asking the people of St. Louis County whether they support me or not and submitting to their judgment, I think that anyone pushing public policy change shouldn't be scared to solicit the opinion of the people who will be affected by it.
We've only got a minute left. Before we went on the air, I asked you if you were still enjoying the job after all these years, and you said it's still fun.
It's very rewarding, and the reason it's rewarding is because I think most people understand that you want to pay your fair share to have the public services we depend on. But what makes people angry is when you see somebody else trying to get away with murder. And whether it's fake charities or people hiding their private jets or fake farmers pretending their commercial development is really agriculture, you know, as long as there's people trying to game the system, then there's going to be the opportunity to fight on behalf of everybody else.
A lot more to the assessor's job than I think many people might suspect. But Jake Zimmerman, now been on the job for 7 years, is that correct?
And have lived to tell the tale.
And so grateful to have you with us in studio today.
Thanks,
Jake
Don.
Zimmerman, yep. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.